bug and thing. Hawks would come in here and get them. Mm-hmm. Hawks never was too bad around here. They killed some once in a while, but not old. But hawks are hard to find, killed. I killed one down there. One day saw him down there in a cedar tree not far from the barn. I got the barn on him and got close enough to shoot and kill him. He didn't see me. That made me think not long ago, I took the fence away from my garden out there, and one morning here about, got one more about 7 o'clock, and a big old buck deer standing out there in my garden eating peas. I had a rows of peas planted coming right straight toward the house, and he's standing at the end of the row looking right straight toward the house. Well, I was in the bathroom when I saw him. I come to the hall door there, out of this hole in the back porch. I knew if I opened it, he'd see me and run. So I thought, what was I going to do? I slipped around and got in the bedroom, raised the window, and got behind my pump house where he couldn't see me and got out in the yard. And I was going to shoot him through the pump house window. But when I got in the pump house, I couldn't see him from the bean vines in the garden. So I slipped out and got down by some hedge. Away. But when I started out of my window, I just reached up to get my buckshot shell and got squirrel shot shell. And I shot him a squirrel shot, and he standing looking at me, and I shot him right here. And I got one ear, I think he went over there, flipped down, popped down the woods. I just missed. But whatever, watching what I was doing, got buckshot out of hand. So he's standing right facing me. It wasn't too far away.
I see.
And it wasn't too long after that, till right at dinner time one day, a wife looked at it and said, well, there's a deer out there. And because I ain't the same one out there in the garden eating leaves on the peach tree. I said, well, I'll not hit, I'll not kill you. And the grandson said, Papa, don't you never shoot at him. I said, I'm going to kill him.
we mentioned owls a minute ago. Were they good size? Kinds of owls?
Pretty good size, and they have an awful big head, a bushy head. They got a big head and then the feathers on the head. They got a head that big, you see, even the body ain't much bigger than that.
Is that the hoot owl?
The big old hoot owl. Then we have a little owl that ain't much bigger than a bobwhite. They call him a scooch owl. And when me moved here, I told you about this room being built all the front. There's a flue in there that never had been a fire in. We moved here, there's one dent up in that flue in there. And every once in a while, they get up on top of this house now and squeal like they do. It sounds like a horse away off yonder squealing. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they come from, what they do, but every once in a while, they light around here and squeal.
What's
a lonesome feeling to hear them.
I'll bet.
Squeal that away.
What do you call the bird that works on wood?
Well, there's a dominecker peck of wood, and then there's a red-headed peck of wood that pecks on the wood that way. That red-headed peck of wood's got white wings and a green breast, I believe, and a red head. I think that's the way it is. Yeah, I know. And he pecks in dead trees most of the time. Makes a hole in there and lays the eggs and rings in there. And Dominic with just a red head with a blue and white body, wings are all right, his breast may be yellow a little bit. He pecks a sap on trees and things like that, you see. Mm-hmm. And when a pine tree dies, when it first dies, the soldiers will get into it, and them peckerwoods will get to that tree and peck holes in the bark and get them soldiers out of there to eat, you see. I think they both do that. I think that old redhead peckerwood eats that way too.
Mm-hmm. Do men ever call each other peckerwoods?
That's a nickname for boys at school. They call one another peckerwood.
That's a joke. They don't get mad about it.
Yeah.
I wonder, colored people ever call white people peckerwoods?
I don't know. They did not.
That's
all been changed up lately. They don't want you to call them a nigger or a colored person. They want you to say black.
Oh, yeah.
They want you to call them black and us black, you see. They don't want you to call one of them boy. A long time ago, most everybody called a nigger boy. If he's no man, they say boy. You see. My old uncle so-and-so, if he's a nigger respected, I call him old uncle.
I see.
But they didn't